Yes, and a volume of Homer.
I can assure you none of my books are missing.
What else might be? I suggest we all go over the house together and make certain this erratic burglar didn't carry anything away with him.
Oh, can that be necessary?
And then will this be over?
Almost certainly.
All right. I'll lead the way.
So, here we are. You sniffed around the kitchen, the drawing room and study, and these are our bedrooms.
Oh, it's an attractive house.
I fancy you must now try around for a fresh scent.
That is my son's room. Mine is the one beyond it.
And surely, even if you are unwell, you can see it would be impossible for a thief to come up here without disturbing us.
May I ask you to humour me a little further? I'd like to see how the windows of your rooms command the garden.
If you must.
Ah, yes, indeed. Most attractive. And here you sat, smoking your pipe, and down there, murder was done. Yes, most interesting. And now your room, Mr. Cunningham.
Very well. Along here. The view from my window, obviously, is much the same as from my son's.
Obviously.
Of course. But every angle is necessary to achieve the full picture.
You can see how my father could easily lose sight of the fella in the dark once he had reached the road.
Now, Holmes, be careful.
Oh.
Oh, I say, Watson, you've done it now.
What? Look at the mess you've made of the carpet.
Here, let me pick up the glass.
No, I'll get it.
It's quite shattered. I hope it wasn't too valuable.
No, not at all. Don't worry, please. This dish here, put it in this.
Watch out now, there are some sharp pieces.
And watch out, you don't step on an orange.
I think one rolled under the bed.
Oh, this is fine entertainment. Detectives at work.
Where's Mr. Holmes?
Ah, slipped away in embarrassment, has he?
He was right here. He said nothing.
Yes. Well, there is no other conclusion. The man's off his head.
I must ask you to mind your tongue, sir.
Second opinion, is that, Doctor?
Ah, there you are, Mr. Holmes.
Forgive my brief disappearance, gentlemen. And now, Inspector, I'm able to ask you to arrest these men.
What?
Arrest whom?
Both, Mr. Cunningham's.
He is. He's mad.
But on what charge, Mr. Holmes?
That of murdering their coachman, William Kirwan, of course.
All safely dispatched, Inspector.
Yes, Mr. Holmes. My men have taken them down to the station.
Good. Well, I believe you and I have reached full agreement on the solution to this case.
It has been enormously instructive to watch you at work, sir.
Oh, I try to make it so. It's been a pleasure to have you with me. I'm often called in when policemen are out of their depths, which for many is their normal state. You, however, proceed with an admirable respect for my method.
I did make one serious mistake. I was too inclined to take Mr. Acton's advice, look down among the drunkards and layabouts.
Yes, yes. You must make a point of never having any prejudices. No, I follow docilely wherever fact may lead me.
But it's more than that. Imagination, too. Daring imagination.
Ooh, careful now. You sound dangerously like a certain doctor I know. His accounts of my investigations often produce the same effect as if one worked a love story into the fifth proposition of Euclid.
If I can do half as much as Dr. Watson to encourage the adoption of your procedure.
Ah, yes, which reminds me. I must clear up certain matters with Dr. Watson and with Mr. Acton, who must regret the hour he took in such a stormy petrel as I. I'll leave you to finish the business with the Cunninghams. Remember, follow the facts. Analytical reasoning from effects to causes. Leave the romantic fantasy to chroniclers and criminals.
You'll pay for this, Forrester. With your career, certainly. The Cunninghams are not without power in this county.
Mr. Cunningham, are you recovered? Would you like more tea?
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm fine.
And that meddler Holmes, he'll pay too.
I'd like to begin by considering the ditch at the edge of your garden.
The ditch?
It is very broad where you claim the burglar crossed, and moist. Yet there are no footprints there.
He was running very fast. He must have leapt over the ditch.
Could he be so agile?
It was Holmes that pointed you to the ditch, wasn't it? Where is that lunatic, anyway?
There's no need for Mr. Holmes to be here. This interview is my business.
I think, Mr. Axon, I shall help myself to a dash of your brandy. My strength has been rather tried of late.
Of course. Please do.
No more of those nervous attacks, I hope.
No, no, my friend. I'll come to that in its turn. Hmm? Ah,